Message number 1159. My church, when it divides and falls, will embrace humanism with great relish. Friday, June 27, 2014 at 22:11. My dearly beloved daughter, you will never identify the work of Satan in the world that easily, for he is very cunning. He will rarely expose his deeds in a way which would cause people to question his influence. Throughout his reign on earth, he went to extraordinary lengths to convince the world that he does not exist. Rarely will you see the truth because it is camouflaged through those people he uses to convince people that God does not exist. The objective of the devil is to fool people into believing that the world and the existence of the human race is a means to an end. His greatest triumph was the introduction of humanism, and in particular secular humanism. Humanism, a so-called desire to look after the needs of the human race through the elimination of social injustice, is flawed. Those who adopt humanism in their lives do so as a substitute for a belief in God, and it is understandable why they do this. Sadly, many religions have produced dissidents whose behavior is not influenced by God. Their hatred for others and their murderous intent is exercised in the name of God, when in fact it is Satan himself who inspires their every move. He does this to drive people away from God. These dark souls commit terrible injustices and use the name of my beloved Father to carry out wicked acts. They then justify these acts in the name of their religion, and they cause many people to reject all belief in God. Secular humanism, while applauding all good things in the name of social justice, is very appealing to those souls who are tender of heart, for their intentions are good. Sadly, when they embrace this doctrine, they are saying that the creation of the world was an accident caused by nature. But this is untrue, for the world was created by my eternal Father. No scientist will ever be able to explain the creation of the world, because this knowledge will never be made known to man. To reject the supernatural and the divine existence of God means that you reject moral guidelines which derive from God. This means that morality, a deep sense of what is or not pleasing to God, cannot be sustained, and this leads to darkness. Instead, man will become focused only on his physical needs, and he will neglect his soul. Upon death, his soul, which he refused to accept as a life-giving gift from God, will still not accept God's mercy. Many of these souls will have completely alienated themselves from God's mercy at that stage. My church, when it divides and falls, will embrace humanism with great relish. And as a result, it will draw all those souls into a flawed interpretation of the truth of their existence. The world will then embrace this new type of church, a church concerned with social injustices, and not one word about the importance of the salvation of your soul will be uttered. Your Jesus.